The Paramount Visual Arts Center will open the new grant-funded exhibition space Gallery St. Germain in May. The new space is in downtown St. Cloud across the street from the Paramount inside the Regency building. Paramount's visual arts director Melissa Goman says the new space allows for the installation of three-dimensional pieces, something that wasn't possible in other exhibition spots.
Our lobby space is a beautiful space for exhibitions, but with it being a theater lobby primarily, we found that it was beneficial to have a space that was just for artists to have serious exhibitions and to mount three-dimensional exhibitions as well, like sculptural pieces. We can't do that in our current lobby space. And so this is a really wonderful way for us to expand what we're able to offer to the public.
The new gallery will feature established Minnesota artists in month-long installations.
It's going to feature Minnesota artists who are demonstrating a high level of professional achievement. So we will be looking for artists that have either been funded McKnight Artist Awards grants, Minnesota State Arts Board Artist Initiative grants, Jerome Foundation grants, or other honors for individual artists. We're looking for artists who are achieving a large amount of success in their career. In May, we will be featuring the Artists Guild of Central Minnesota. And then in June, we're partnering with United Way, and there's a traveling photography exhibition called Homelessness Is My Address, Not My Name. And so that's going to be for the month of June. And then July, August, we have a juried exhibition that will be coming in called Art as a Catalyst for Social Change.
Gallery St. Germain will be funded through the two-year $110,000 grant the Paramount received from the McKnight Foundation. The McKnight Foundation has helped fund the Paramount for many years, but this current grant is significantly larger than previous ones.
The McKnight Foundation has funded us since we opened in 1998. They were one of the original founding funders. However, they've funded us at more like $40,000 over a two-year period. So this is a significant jump in their funding for us.
The McKnight Foundation grant will also be used to continue the Paramount's public art program.
The money is about 80% for the exhibition space, and then the other 20% is for support and continue expand our public art program. And so, for example, the sculpture that we recently completed at the corner of St. Germain and 10th Avenue, tied to the river sculpture, we'll be doing more of those types of projects. So the McKnight funding is going to support that continuation and expansion of the public art program.
Reporting for KVSC, I'm Justice Sanchez.